You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 and verse 30. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. Brethren, rest is not dependent on the country you live or in the country you live. It's not dependent on your job. It's not dependent on the amount of money you have in your account. It's not dependent on anything of this life. There is only one way by which a man will find rest for his soul, and that is by learning of Jesus. There is no other way. Nobody will find rest for their souls except they come to Jesus and they learn of him. If you are not learning of Jesus daily, you cannot have rest in your soul. I don't need to see a vision about your soul. It's so easy to predict. If you are not learning Jesus daily, you can't have rest for your soul. You will be restless. Your heart will be troubled here and there. You may go to church. You may be involved in church work, you may do a lot of activities, but you will never have rest in your soul. You may appear to people as if you have a great life, as if you have everything together, but you will never find rest for your soul. The rest we are talking about is for your soul. But then Jesus added that, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We realize that every human being is yoked to something. You will be yoked to something, whether you like it or not. The question is, would you be yoked to Jesus? Because every single human being you see on the face of the earth today, they are yoked to something. It could be anything, but everybody is yoked to something. There's something that, or someone they are learning from, that they believe after, that their whole life is built upon. And then secondly, we must also carry burden. So whether you like it or not, you will be yoked. Whether you like it or not, you will carry a burden. But the question is it the yoke of Jesus or is it the burden of Christ? He says, my yoke is easy. It means every other yoke you are going to bear outside of Jesus, they are going to be difficult, they are going to be terrible, they are going to be bad. Jesus also said, my burden is light. When you carry the burden of Christ, you are not going to be crushed under the weight of his burden. But any other burden you carry, you will die under his weight. Your burden may be to make money. Your burden may be to be famous. Whatever burden you have set to carry upon yourself, it will ultimately overwhelm you. But there is a burden that is light, and that is the burden of Jesus. The burden of sin is very heavy, but the burden of Christ is light. And the yoke of Jesus is easy. It's not a yoke that will break your neck. It's not a yoke that will inflict you with pain. The yoke of Jesus is very easy. The word of Jesus is very easy to obey. And his burden is very light. It's almost as if you are not carrying anything, even though you are carrying much for the kingdom of God. So whether you like it or not, every one of us is carrying a burden. Your own burden may be a burden for your country, may be a burden for your work, may be a burden for somebody, may even be a burden for yourself. But you are carrying a burden, whether you know it or not. But the burden that is recommended, that guarantees rest, is the burden of Christ. And the yoke that is recommended, that guarantees rest, is the yoke of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.